Who exports the most American-built cars? The answer may surprise you. The company isn't from America's Motor City. It's from the German state of Bavaria. BMW leads the U.S. auto industry in shipping to markets around the world. If you're driving almost any X-Series BMW, you're driving a car made in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Economic borders are far blurrier and less fixed than national ones, trade policy experts are quick to point out. This may be nowhere more apparent than in the U.S.-EU trade relationship, which broadly shares similar standards on labor, environment, technology, and skills.
People don't necessarily know this, but the trade integration is far greater between the EU and the United States than between China and the United States.
That's Mark Hollerberg, Dean of Public Management and Political Economy at Hertie School of Governance in Berlin.
You know, if you walk around Berlin, you do see a lot of products. I've got, you know, an iPhone and an Apple sitting here. Microsoft is right around the corner. They sell a lot of IT products in general in the European market. And both sides have a lot to gain from this relationship.
And likewise, a lot to lose. As Donald Trump pushes a more protectionist agenda, business leaders on both sides of the Atlantic are nervous. They're concerned about the future of a decades-old trade relationship long assumed sacrosanct.
With the Trump administration, you might think you have something, but then it shifts the next day. There might be a tweet that nobody knows about, and then you don't know, is it just the president? Is it a new official American policy? And he's just announcing it. Is he going to forget it the next day? And it's still too early in his administration to know the answer.
Officials at the U.S. Embassy in Berlin, who deal with trade and economic policy not only for Germany but several European countries, are keen to emphasize that relations in both directions remain as strong and warm as ever, but they decline to comment on what, if any, changes to those relations may look like. They may not know themselves, as they're still waiting for bosses. A number of top posts in the Trump administration remains to be confirmed by the Senate or even nominated by the president. This includes deputies at both the Department of Commerce and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Until then, it's status quo, says Bernhard Mattes, the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Germany, or AmCham. But
clearly there are concerns. And as long as decisions are not made, concerns about trade restrictions, concerns about the future of NAFTA, concerns about import or export duties. So these concerns are expressed clearly.
In a new survey AmCham put out to its members, just less than 60% said investment decisions on either side of the Atlantic are no different now than before Trump took office. But almost one-third aren't sure. An overwhelming majority, more than three-quarters, says business would be hurt by protectionism, immigration restrictions, or a repeal or restructuring of Obamacare. These are all priorities for the Trump administration.
Trade is global. Information and IT is global. And so America First, as long as it is a opening of the market for fair competition for everybody around the globe, it's fine. If it's protectionism, I don't support that and our membership as well.
Here we have a few colleagues actually producing the cannula. All our employees here are trained for at least half a year.
From a quiet suburban corner of Germany's capital, the company Berlin Heart produces highly specialized heart pumps for people around the world suffering from severe heart failure.
The blood can actually flow outside of the body into the pump and then back to the heart.
The facility here has to meet the highest production safety standards by German and U.S. regulators. They work inside sealed clean rooms amid microscopes and monitors, covered head to toe in gloves, gowns, masks, and caps.
At the beginning of the year, we were in negotiations with a U.S.-based company to jointly develop a new assist device. Yeah. So our board said, you know, maybe we should wait to make that deal because we don't know what the situation is and what will change for foreign investors, for example. And that's why we stopped that. And now we are waiting what's happening.
For Sven Friedel, the company's managing director, sound trade relationships with the U.S. are a matter of life and death. Berlin Heart depends on the U.S. for 40% of its sales. And 100 people in the U.S. depend on Berlin Heart to stay alive while awaiting a transplant.
it's really unpredictable what is the next step of this administration and the steps that they have taken or what they talk about is more or less unclear.
None of those steps has so far directly affected trade between the U.S. and the European Union. But free traders on both sides are wary of Trump administration actions elsewhere in the world regarding various forms of international cooperation. This includes formally withdrawing from TPP, ending U.S. participation in the Paris Climate Accord and UNESCO, and a seeming ambivalence about TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. AmCham members are equally bearish on the prospects of U.S.-EU free trade. Nearly 90% of survey respondents want a deal. Meanwhile, almost the same amount doubt negotiations will start anytime soon. It may seem none of their concern, but the Europeans are closely eyeing NAFTA. What comes out of renegotiations of the North American Free Trade Agreement could provide insight into the Trump administration's thinking on free trade elsewhere. It would also have an impact on non-North American companies that produce and sell within the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. One element of Trump trade policy is clear: a strong preference for bilateral deals. Speaking at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington in September, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said they are easier to enforce than multilateral agreements.
We prefer bilateral trade agreements to plurilateral and multilateral trade agreements. The working assumption is that if you have an $18 trillion economy, you can do better negotiating individually. Not only can you negotiate better agreements, but you can enforce them more easily.
But the U.S. isn't the only major economy that can throw its economic weight around, says trade policy expert Mark Hollerberg. The European Union, which by law negotiates trade as a bloc, is bigger than the U.S. in terms of population and almost as big in GDP. It isn't waiting for the Trump administration to make up its mind.
I don't hear the U.S. negotiating a new treaty with anybody. The U.S. is right now just kind of status quo. The Europeans are saying, well, if we can't do things with the Americans, we'll do them with the Japanese, maybe even China. And the Canadian one is already a done deal. And so it's looking around and saying, how else could we do these sorts of treaties?
For America Abroad, this is William Noah Gluecroft in Berlin.